Carl and Alec with you on AM 910 WJCW, Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol, as we welcome in for her weekly appearance, Susie Coyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And good morning, Susie, officially.
Good morning, good morning.
There you go. So a round of applause for you there, too. So, yeah. You have a special guest that you brought to us by phone this morning. Would you do the honors?
I will. I brought Destiny Clemens with me this morning from Healthy Kingsport. And I want her to just talk about, well, first of all, Healthy Kingsport in general. Any listener that's not aware of it, you know, listen in because today's the day to learn about it. But then also to the partnership between Healthy Kingsport and Asbury Place at Kingsport. You know, what they bring to the table for our residents, the educational, the fitness, health, and just overall health and wellness in general. But I want Destiny to share with you her position there at Healthy Kingsport, and then also kind of the vision, the strategy, and the partnership with senior living. And, of course, that's at Asbury Place at Kingsport.
All right. Very good. Well, good morning, Destiny. We speak again. We talked only a few days ago, I believe.
Good morning. Yes, absolutely.
It's good to see you and hear you. I can't see you. It's good to hear you again, and welcome to the program, this time in your association with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, let's back up and give our listeners, if you will, kind of a broad stroke definition of what Healthy Kingsport is and the mission that it serves.
Yeah, so I am the director of Healthy Kingsport, and our mission is to provide health and wellness initiatives across our region, and we have three platforms that we try to focus under, and that's healthy schools, healthy workplace, and healthy community. And you can tell that those are very broad. And so all the health and wellness initiatives that can fit under those three categories, we try to push out to our community.
Absolutely. Well, they're three, like you said, very broad ones as well, but it has to be that way, too, in order to be able to define a category. So with that sort of the past kind of as prologue with your definition there of how Healthy Kingsport is structured, with particular aspect to Asbury Place in Kingsport, are any of those threes, do any of the three receive perhaps more emphasis, or are they all pretty much equally emphasized when you work with the folks at Asbury Place?
So we try to even those out across the board, and okay. Asbury Place falls under our healthy community category, and we thought when we created healthy schools, you know, we're touching the lives of our youth, and then we have workplace, and we're touching the lives of usually our middle-aged class, and then we needed something to be able to pull in our senior living community, and mm-hmm. they fall under healthy community. And so what better way to do that than to partner with Asbury Place, because they have a great program for their residents under health and wellness. They have a great program under social aspects, and of course under their facility as well.
Well, how were you able to dovetail then with Asbury Place, given what they have and given what Healthy Kingsport has to offer?
Yes, so Miss Susie there, she wanted us to be a presence at Asbury Place monthly, and so mm-hmm. we got together and we created this calendar that gives us specific days that Healthy Kingsport gets to come and push out these health and wellness initiatives to their residents, and we are working on the whole year. So we've been in January all the way through May. We will be there tomorrow doing some nutrition pieces and hanging out with the residents. And as much as it is good for the residents to get their health and wellness initiatives, it's also good for Destiny at Healthy Kingsport, because I get to see the smiling faces, and I get to talk to the residents, and it's great for me.
That's beautiful. Thinking Out Loud with Destiny Clemens, Director of Healthy Kingsport. Destiny, you're talking about the smiling faces and so forth. Do you find, if you will, and this is another broad question, so there's probably a lot of subcategories within it there, but in order to consider healthy living, are there particular precepts that seniors in particular, and of course you're dealing with a lot of the retiree community at Asbury Place, are there certain things that seniors should remember as they go into their golden years?
Yes, absolutely. So the main thing that we want our senior population to realize is the more physically active that you stay, the better your health is. So we want you to stay active, stay outside, stay walking as much as you can. If you can't get outside and walk and get that vitamin D while you're walking and you are limited to inside the building, you can walk around the building. You can lift weights in your room, just walking from your living room to the bathroom to get those extra steps in. As long as you're being physically active, that's going to prolong your life, as well as eating the right foods. And so we want you to push nutrition within your life and eat better than maybe you did in your younger years. And that will also prolong your days here with us.
I know as someone, excuse me, Susie, I would just say as someone who does draw Social Security now, the healthy food aspect, it seems like we eat less as seniors. Is that a problem you sometimes see, Destiny?
We do see that. They want to skip meals quite frequently, and that's okay as long as they're having their small meals in between. So they can have snacks like fruit or nuts. So if you can limit those meals to smaller meals, but more frequently throughout the day, that would be great if you don't like the breakfast, lunch, and dinner aspect.
And one more thing, I guess, and again, a broad sort of question there. What about the staying mentally healthy? I don't mean mental health issues or anything like that, but staying sharp, staying focused.
Yes, so we want to focus this year heavily on mental health, especially in all three categories, our schools, workplace, and community. And with the senior living population after COVID, what we did see is they were shut in. They didn't get to see a lot of visitors most of the time. And then, of course, you didn't get to see all the smiling faces because we had those masks on quite frequently. And so the mental health aspect that we want to push out to our senior population is the social aspect. So you want visitors. You want people to come and see you. And ASGRE does a great job at getting so many community partners to come in and work with these residents. They have the YMCA. They have different people coming in and doing exercises and wellness and also social aspects and teaching aspects. And it's great. They involve the community very, very well.
Absolutely. Director of Healthy Kingsport, Destiny Clemens, joining us, talking about the group itself and also its affiliation with Asbury Place. Thanks again, Destiny. Maybe we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. You too now. Susie, let's turn it over to you here and let folks know how they can get in touch. Quick activities for the next few weeks. What
Absolutely.
You got?
Absolutely. Of course, in June, we've got our Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show. That's on June 13th. That'll be in the courtyard. Limited seating, so anybody that wants to attend that, please go on our website and do your RSVP. We also have the Sounds of Summer that will be on July 19th. That's our Freedom Barbecue Backdraft. We'll be there again this year to provide the barbecue, the sides, the food, the drinks, the fun, all of that good stuff. So I couldn't help but think of that today when you're celebrating National Barbecue Day. Mm-hmm. Think about and put this on your calendar. Save the date, July 19th, the Freedom Barbecue at Asbury Place at Kingsport. You can always call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. Website asburyplacekingsport.org, and please go on Facebook and like us. That's where a lot of our posts, updates, and just events in general are usually, that's where you'll find them.
Very good. Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Always a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.